Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For 25% off your first order of RX bars, visit RX, that is RXBar.com/get it.
I don't get it. Podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. This is Naz, obviously.
This is Ashley.
And where's Lauren at?
Lauren's in Bolivar, Tennessee with Jack. They had some hillbilly showdown to go to this weekend.
Wait, can you say that?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I mean, come on now.
What? Ashley, I don't think you could say hillbilly.
That's a very light...
is it like derogatory?
That's light derogatory.
Yeah, I think hillbillies call themselves hillbillies, right?
We should probably introduce
redneck. Is that better?
No, redneck's worse.
It's really bad.
Oh my god!
You guys, Becca Martinez is on the podcast.
Yes. All right. Well,
wait, no, but what we're
don't
saying,
get mad at me, guys.
Well, redneck's way worse.
Redneck is like,
yeah, redneck's bad.
Hillbilly, redneck. I mean, it's like light derogatory.
It's okay. Like, it's like terms for white people. So like, it's fine.
Okay.
White people get offended too. They have feelings.
They get
too.
Offended about everything, so they can settle down.
Guys, let's just like, this is a teaching lesson for me. So like, don't get mad at me. I won't use hillbilly in a bad sense again.
And also, since we're on the topic, Becca, your last name is Martinez. So yeah. Are you a fellow Latin?
Yes, Latina. I am a Latina, but I'm also half white. And I'm also passing for white, so I get all the privileges of being white.
Like
with
on
a Mexican
the SATs,
last
did you fill out Caucasian or Hispanic?
No, well, that's the weird thing is on the SATs, there's a separate, maybe it's a California thing, but there's like a separate, you get to select all the ones like Pacific Islander, black, white. And then there's a specific one that says, do I identify with Hispanic or Latino?
Right.
Oh. Which is so weird. So I got to do white
do you
and
identify
Hispanic.
Identify with.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very bizarre. It's like a separate question.
For
it's
some
like,
reason.
What if I just felt like I loved Latin culture?
Ashley can.
Ashley's like, yeah.
Which I do.
Ashley's like, I bought J-Lo's album today. I feel Hispanic.
No, but yeah, everybody knows
I mean, you
that
can pass for like, Hispanic.
I love it.
Yeah.
So. I love that culture.
You know what's
me too. So warm.
Well, there's different kinds.
Vibrant, yeah.
There's different kinds, guys. But
but Mexican is the best. But
yeah, there was a weird question on the SAT, and
it's like separate. So, it's like a separate, cultural identification.
Maybe that's
question.
A Florida and California thing,
maybe, or Texas too. Maybe Florida, I feel like it's a close to the border thing.
Close to the border.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't have that in Virginia.
Oh
that makes sense.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. See, did you have a separate question for Native Americans there?
No.
All right, we're just getting off.
Oh wow.
We're just offending.
Naz is like, I know this is like not a safe topic, and that's just I didn't even know why you said that, and then I was like, oh, she's thinking about Pocahontas.
No, I was thinking of is that Virginia in, as being
yeah, Virginia
like one of the
your company.
I wasn't allowed to watch Pocahontas because my mom said it was too new agey.
So. No
new agey.
Way.
Yeah, everyone thinks I have like these liberal granola parents,
totally.
And I totally don't.
Wait,
like,
tell us everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
was
more.
Homeschooled, and I come from a
you
very
were homeschooled.
Mm-hmm. How long were you homeschooled for?
K through fifth grade, okay. And then half of high school.
Wow. Yeah. So you went to middle school?
Yes, I went to a private school for middle school, and then I went to public school for my last 2 years of high school.
Did you like being homeschooled?
Yeah, I liked all three of them. They were all cool in their own way.
Was that scary to go from being homeschooled for so much to like your last 2 years of high school?
No, actually I did that on purpose because I wanted to do my first 2 years homeschooled so I could get all my units done. And then my last 2 years of high school, I just got to like fuck around and go to prom and like have fun.
Was your sister homeschooled too? I know you have a younger
sister.
Yeah,
we all kind of just like got... We could decide when we wanted to go to regular school and when we wanted to be homeschooled. So we all bounced around a lot.
What? This sounds so cool.
Yeah. So who was your teacher? Like your mom?
My mom.
Dad? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in high school, I would take like online classes and stuff because my mom didn't know how to teach me like chemistry.
Right.
And,
that and talked about that
like geometry and stuff. So there was like online curriculums.
Oh,
that's
so
hard. Like I'm always concerned that I'm going to end up not knowing anything when my kids need help with their homework and in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. This is way too hard for me.
If they bring home fractions, like, I'm fucked.
I mean, the thing is, though, the thing is just having somebody try to figure something out with you, like, one-on-one is way more than you get in a public school setting normally. So.
Yeah.
I completely agree. It's like personal training.
Yeah.
You don't learn, and kids now, they're, like, on their phones. Right. They don't learn anything. It's insane.
Yeah, that's true.
But speaking of you not being able to watch Pocahontas, I just want to quickly... Ashley, we have to talk about...
I want to revisit the Pocahontas.
Yeah, we should actually
Wait, why is it so new age?
Why is it? What does she, like, talk to the trees and stuff? And my
Grandmother
mom was, like,
Willow?
Yeah, my mom was not into it.
So were you allowed to, like, watch any of that?
Because, like, no, we weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter. Okay. We weren't allowed to watch Scooby-Doo.
Wait, why Scooby-Doo?
I don't know, because they're, like, ghosts on demons and ghosts. I don't know. But at the same time, we were taught that, like, demons and stuff are real. So
are you religious?
No, not really.
Is your family religious?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I definitely, I mean, it's been difficult to step away. It's, like, my family's whole identity, you know? Like, that's the way my family relates to each other. They're Christian. It's, like, you know, I grew up the whole time living in my parents' house, like, reading the Bible every morning and, like, going to church literally every Sunday, volunteering at the church. So it's, like, very much a part of my family identity.
I have so many similarities with you, I feel like, just in general, because that my parents are, like, so Catholic.
Yeah.
And it, like, makes me annoyed because now I go home, I'm 27, and my mom's like, we need to go to church. And, like, whatever. I believe in a God. I'm not, like, super religious.
Sure.
It's like, I should be, I'm an adult now. Like, I don't have to go with you guys.
Well,
do you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, if I want to sleep in,
right.
I don't know. That's just how I right. feel about
no, I get
it. But
that.
It's so, like, who they are and, like, what they do all the time.
Right. Well, it's just hard because my mom, I mean, it was recently where I was, like, you know, my mom would be like, so, how's your walk with God? And I'd be like, like, I don't
Jesus
know.
Is my homeboy.
So, I mean, it's just hard because I don't want to disappoint my parents, but at the same time, it's like, I got to live my own life.
So that begs the question, what did your parents think of you doing The Bachelor?
Well, they hated The Bachelor, yeah. But they were just kind of just like rolled their eyes and were like, okay, Beck, I know we can't stop you. So
your mom actually calling the police on you makes so much more sense.
Well,
to me now.
That actually, God, that's a whole other story, but I didn't give the full story on the
Yeah, I remember
thing.
Hearing.
Yeah.
What was the full story? The full story was basically I know you've told this a zillion
times.
No,
yeah.
Now,
I'll give the short version, but basically, like, I had a crazy friend with me on the farm. She got really mad at me, and she was the only person who had cell service, and I had been communicating with my mom through her phone, and then she got kicked off the farm, and when she did, she, like, told my mom that she had to leave the farm because the owners were meth heads with knives.
Oh, my God.
And so basically my mom was like, oh, do you have another number I can contact Beck at? And right. she was like, nope, sorry. So my mom thought I was getting held hostage by meth heads with knives. So it kind of makes
That's
sense.
That's horrifying.
That she would any good mother would report me missing. So.
Good mom.
Yeah, I mean, if you told that on, like, ABC primetime, it'd be a little weird.
It was, Good Morning America.
It wouldn't
have
made sense.
Yeah, so that's funny. Why.
Wait, so how... is your life now, like, after the show? Like, are you still nannying? Like, how has your life changed since the show?
Well, I'm still nannying 3 days a week. It's just hard. I have to take a lot of time off there's a lot of traveling going on and, like, a lot of interviews and filming stuff still.
Do you love it?
You know, you think it's going to slow down?
No, it's only,
but it never
it's
does.
Only ramping up. Yeah. I can tell. The nice thing is that the mom works from home, so she can, like, stay with them. So it's, like, pretty flexible. But I don't think I can keep doing it for much longer. There's just too much going on.
Yeah. Does that bum you out? Like, is it something you love and enjoy, or are you kind of, like, ready for the next step in life?
I was kind of ready to move on from it even before going on the show. I've been nannying full time. This is the first time I've been nannying part time in a while, but I was nannying full time for 4 or 5 years. And it's just really hard. You get attached to families, then you have to move on or the kids have to move on to daycare or whatever for various reasons. And it can just be really, like, emotionally upheaving to be, you know, like, I was with, before I went on The Bachelor, I was with a little girl from when she was 6 weeks old to when she was 18 months old. And then she transitioned to daycare. And it's like, I mean, I was with her since she was basically a newborn, five days a week. Like,
why would they want to transition to daycare at 18 months if they had VO?
I don't know. They just wanted her to be in daycare.
Interesting.
Yeah. Some people are really into, like, think socializing.
Yeah.
Is really
also
important.
Like, your kids should play with, like, other kids and stuff.
I feel like they'd be safer with you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. But they'd have more fun probably and play.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Let's hold on a sec because I really want to tell you guys about something new when it comes to shopping. It's called Le Tote. When it there is nothing more exciting than being able to try on a trend that I really love, but it may or may not work for my body type or style, you know? So thanks to Le Tote, I can try new things without the risk.
So true. And what I love about Le Tote is that I don't have to deal with aggressive, unhelpful salespeople who just never seem to get what I need or like what style I'm going for. And there's nothing worse than buying something hideous and unflattering because I'm in a rush to get out of the store.
Le Tote is like an all-access fashion pass with style experts. You can rent your looks for one low monthly fee. They style your tote, but you have full control of what goes into your box, and you can swap out items that fit your schedule. Like, they have great selections of workwear, weekend wear, and everything in between, so you can look great no matter what the occasion.
Like I told you guys, we are obsessed with this service. I got clothes I would have never worn otherwise, and I feel so confident pulled together, and I love trying new brands and styles. So all you guys have to do is go to letote.com, that's L-E-T-O-T-E.com, to get started for as low as $39 a month. Enter our promo code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, at checkout to get 50% off your first month. And once you sign up, you'll receive your completely customized tote within days. Choose between one or unlimited totes a month and just wear what you want and return everything in the mail when you're done. It's that easy. Enter our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, and feel fabulous with fashion delivered right to your door. All right, let's get back to business now.
I had this massive question for you about the show, and now I forget it.
About The Bachelor?
Yeah. But I don't know what it is anymore.
Huh. What was it?
What was it? Was it related
it
to Ari?
Off of like the religion thing?
Oh, was it a sex thing or like
is it that Ari was religious?
No,
Ari was not religious.
Right?
No, so. Not at all. Ari was like the only bachelor who like even brushed the topic really. Oh, except for Sean Lowe and he's
no Ben Higgin.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I feel okay. Like most Higgin, bachelor yeah, people.
My bad. I guess what I meant by that is that he was. Obvious about not believing in it.
Oh, right. Like it was like a, yeah.
I'm an atheist.
Yeah.
Did he say that?
Basically, almost, because he was like, I realize that that's like an important part of you. And like, is it okay if I don't believe that?
I just want to say to everyone listening, like, you can be whatever you want and we don't care. Like, we don't take a stance on the podcast. Like, be whatever religion, believe whatever you want.
I would say it's pretty popular, though, in the Bachelor world to like be more leaning to like a Christian religion. You know what I mean?
Like,
I feel
like.
There's a lot of themes that people don't realize, and I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, and I think I may have mentioned it to Becca. Did you know that...
Which Becca?
You, Becca.
Becca Martinez.
So just like roughly an estimate, and just like my own little brain, over the past like five or six years where it's just been like I've been really like prevalent and not just watching it and then being on it.
Right.
It seems like 75% to 80% of people in the top 10 have parents who are still married.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we've talked about
that. I thought that was really interesting.
I think you're right.
No, we've talked about it in life. Maybe. Yeah, no, I think we did bring it up once.
Maybe.
Time.
Well, even just so going, insane? I'm just thinking of my
season.
Yeah,
go through your season.
So I'll just go down top from 10. The top. So Lauren, parents still married. Becca, parents still married. Kendall, parents still married. Tia, parents still married. Yeah. My parents still married. CN's parents still married. Jacqueline's parents still... Wow.
You guys, that's nuts.
That is insane.
There's seven.
Really we're
lucky.
All married.
To all of you guys out there who are still in school and need to like write a pop culture thesis, like this is your thesis.
Seriously. It's really so interesting.
Really interesting.
But it might correlate just with the show in general because like the whole...
Being a hopeless romantic.
Well, the whole show's premise is about like marriages forever.
Oh, I remember my question.
That kind of thing, you know? And so that would make sense. Like, if you grew up in a family where your parents' marriage did last, you probably have a higher chance of believing in marriage.
Oh, totally.
You know, a lot of my friends whose parents are divorced are like, I don't want to get married. I don't believe in that works, you know, et cetera.
And yeah, maybe that's why there's like a lot of marriages too we're seeing on Paradise because like people are finding like-minded people who both believe
that's
and
true.
Want that in
that's
life.
True.
Wait, what was your question?
Okay. So if you grew up in a religious household, I know that you've been a huge fan of the show. If your mom didn't let you watch Harry Potter, but she let you watch The Bachelor.
No, I used to like sneak it at my friend's house. I'm actually one of my friends from church whose parents were more like liberal with her TV and movie watching. And I would go over to her house and I remember the first time I watched... Ali Fidowski.
Ali was
season.
My first season.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
And I watched
that's
at her
so
house
funny.
And I was like obsessed. I was like, it was Roberto.
Guys, Roberto was so hot.
Do you guys remember the guy that just left when he had like a boot on his leg? He had like a cast on his leg.
I don't really remember that.
And he left
that.
The show and was like jumping over like bushes and stuff.
When did you start watching?
Juan Pablo is like my icon.
Okay.
I was that's like
not
this
that,
is,
that's like not very much before was, you started working on the
here's
show.
Here's the thing. I would watch here and there, but not like a whole season throughout. Yeah. Like actually the first time I really got in it was Jake Pavelka's season. I was in Zeta Tau Alpha at UCF yeah. in a sorority and we'd all watch it because Vienna was from the sorority house next to us.
Oh, that's right.
So that's how we got into it. But I didn't like watch from episode one to like the last one until Juan Pablo's season.
I skipped around. I didn't watch Juan Pablo's season, for instance.
Juan
Pablo's everyone
season is my favorite
dude,
season.
Everyone says I would love it. It was one of my favorite
Bachelor
seasons.
And I was like,
seasons.
I have to work on the show.
Because
amazing.
It was so juicy because he was such a train wreck to watch. Not in Ari sense, but in like a wow, this guy gives zero fucks what he looks
that's
like.
That's what I've heard. And like, I think I would love it.
I just love
like,
the travel.
He sounds iconic.
Yeah.
Did you see him at the iHeart Awards?
Yes, I
how
did.
How weird was that? I saw him on the red carpet. He's like floating around. I have no idea what he was doing there. And yeah. I was like, hi. And then he like looked at me. And then I was like, I don't even know if he knows who I am. And I was like, hey. And then like I went over and gave him a hug real quick. And that was it.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, CN's like, is that Juan Pablo?
Yeah.
He started cracking up.
It's the first time I ever saw him or met him.
So funny.
Yeah, I met him at the Hollywood Roosevelt. And he's like married now. Like, with
yeah.
The
he's
stuff.
Married to Miss Venezuela, which is what he should have done all this time.
Oh, my God, I never
so on
that.
Brand. So on
so
brand.
On brand.
That's
it's so
amazing.
Great.
That's
wow.
Amazing.
So funny.
He truly does seem like he gives no fucks, which I just adore.
I love people that give no fucks. I feel like you're a little like that.
Yeah. I'd
yeah,
say
a little,
you're pretty much there.
Yeah, pretty.
Yeah, you're pretty there.
As far as Bachelor
standards
go.
No, but I think you care like about things.
Oh, well, that's the thing. I care about people. I don't always care. I care a lot about people's opinions, but not when they're idiots.
Right.
So there's a lot of idiotic opinions that come your way after the show. And those are like just the funny ones and the funny people to fuck around with. It's like,
if you're a person with a mouth, it's likely that you don't brush your teeth for a full 2 minutes, change your brush on time, or brush twice a day. Quip gets that. So they've designed the perfect electronic toothbrush combining dentistry and design to make a better electric toothbrush.
Quip is the new electronic toothbrush that packs just the right amount of vibrations into a slimmer design at the fraction of the cost of bulkier traditional electric toothbrushes. I love this. Quip also comes with a wireless mount that suctions right to your mirror and unsticks to use as a cover for hygienic travel wherever, whenever.
And because the thing that cleans your mouth should also be clean, Quip's subscription plan refreshes your brush on a dentist-recommended schedule, delivering new brush heads every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Quip is backed by a network of over 10,000 dental professionals, including dentists, hygienists, and dental students. And I'm sure they're all really hot. Most toothbrushes don't get named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of the year, but Quip did. And find out for yourself why. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/getit, G-E-T-I-T, right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electronic toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/getit, G-E-T-I-T, and it's spelled GETQUIP.com/getit.
Let's, like, even though it's on the race topic, I got an unbelievable tweet yesterday, and this is just an example of what Becca is talking about. I said, somebody said, you always talk about romantic comedies not being around, but have you seen the Big Sick, which Naz loved and I felt very mediocre on. I go, it's not the kind of vibe that I wanted from a chick flick. Like, it's too real life, not whimsical enough.
Yeah. It was a real story.
It's different. Yeah, I would call it a romance. I would call it a comedy, but I call it a traditional romantic comedy.
It's fantasy. You like fantasy romance.
Like 50 First Dates.
Exactly.
Like where it's like, that's not
Yeah, it's a
happen.
Dark romantic comedy.
I like those.
She likes those. It's fine. It's not like I dislike them. I will watch them.
Right,
just,
they're not your favorite.
I'm not going to press yes on it when it's on like, you know, the cable.
Right.
So to that simple tweet as if it wasn't whimsical enough for me, somebody goes, is that because it wasn't two white people? And I go,
oh my,
I go, what?
Like it has nothing to do with the other.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's because there was a girl dying the entire movie. I like could not believe that she
that's
just came up with
fun
that.
That's not fun and fantastical.
And it's like based on a true story.
Yeah.
I think that person, I mean, the thing with rom-coms is they're predominantly like white cast.
That's true.
So that's the issue. The only two rom-coms that aren't Our Wedding Planner, which is your favorite with Jennifer Lopez.
Well, there's any Jennifer Lopez one.
Well, that's pretty much like the one.
Well, then there's Made in Manhattan. And then there's the one where she had the twins with out of
which
out of wedlock.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah, with Ben Affleck.
No, that's Jersey Girl, which is also
another one. Yeah.
And then there's another one that came out like 2011 where she like has in vitro.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, what?
But aside from that one.
Aside from those four.
But that's like.
And the upcoming one with Milo.
And also like it's J-Lo, you know?
Yeah. No, but Milo's not like.
No, the one with Milo coming out.
Wait, who's the one with Milo?
J-Lo has a chick flick coming out with Milo.
Oh, no.
Who's Milo?
It's going to
Milo Ventimiglia is our number one celebrity crush.
He has favorited two of my tweets in the past month.
Who is that?
He's literally the guy. He's the dad in This Is Us. He's like the hottest, most amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. This Is Us. But everyone keeps referencing that.
You need to watch that movie.
You know,
it's like you're out of pop culture. You know, you're kind of like left out.
Well, guys, I watched what's the gay one?
Queer Eye.
Yeah. Well, no, I do watch Queer Eye.
People are going to hate on me for this. I'm like, what's the gay romantic movie? But I mean, come on, we don't get that many mainstream.
Oh, Love Simon. Now pronounce you Chuck and Larry?
No.
Oh, Love Simon.
No.
Oh, which she was at the Grove yesterday when I was at the Grove.
No, I saw
but we
Annihilation.
Didn't see each other.
It was dope.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that. It was Gina Rodriguez.
It was
apartment.
Nuts.
Yeah. Wait, what I wanted to say was, do you guys know what the most grossing?
I haven't seen that, but I do want to see it.
It was wild. I also realized watching it, I was like, I've never seen men cuddling in a movie before, which just goes to show how like we are really behind on the times with our mainstream movies.
What I was going to say is the main, do you guys know what the most grossing romantic comedy is? I think I've talked
Brokeback Mountain.
No.
That's not
a romantic
comedy.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding was number one.
Yeah, it's My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, is
and
it really?
I think it has to do with it not being like all white cast.
That's true. I forgot.
It's very cultural. Right. Yeah. I love the fact that
it's so good.
They have that component to it. It's so funny.
It's a huge
because
component
also
it.
Like not only do Greeks relate to it, but like a lot of Middle Easterns and a lot
just
of
just ethnic families like Spanish.
I mean, Greek, Italian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spanish.
Because there's so many quirks that come with being not American. A cultural. Right, exactly.
Did your parents do any weird things like growing up?
No. Well, my dad's actually really not sentimental at all. And so he like just honestly doesn't give a fuck about his Mexican heritage, which sounds bad, but like it's not. And I know some Hispanic families where like the parents are like, no, you're American. Like we're leaving that behind. Yeah. My dad's not even doing it consciously. He's just like, oh, I'm living today. Like, don't remember what I did yesterday.
Was he born in Mexico?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No, so he's second generation?
Yeah. But my grandparents, I mean, they didn't even speak English. My grandpa become a citizen until like after I was born. Mm-hmm. My grandpa came over with the Bracero program, which was like a farm worker program. And then he just stayed. And then my grandma came over and joined him. And
how did your parents meet?
Yeah. We love stories like this. oh wait, you told me.
Did I?
I can't really technically share it.
Told us Ashley and she can't share it.
I can't really share
it. Why do I remember her?
Oh, because it's super scandalous.
Yeah. Ooh. It's a great story. Too bad we can't share it, guys.
Yeah, my mom and dad would kill me, but it's really good.
It's good. Oh, if you guys ever meet Becca in person, you can ask her about it.
Yeah.
But it's not for broadcast. Wait, so do you watch Queer Eye, though? Because I'm obsessed
with Queer Eye. Sister's obsessed with it. I watched a couple episodes, which, by the way, I'm like casually seeing this guy right now. Mm-hmm. And
is this the dream guy you were telling me about? You're like, my dream man.
Maybe. Might be a different one.
Okay.
Really?
I meet a dream man every week. But this guy...
so you're the kind
but
of girl
also,
who does
like,
that?
Like us. But also, like, a lot of times I'm talking about people that have absolutely no interest in me and don't know I'm on the face of the planet. And I'll be like, oh, it's my husband. But, like, this guy I'm actually seen. Like, okay, actually likes me. He actually likes... It's like a mutual thing.
Yeah,
it's not
great.
Me just being googly-eyed from afar.
Right.
No, but somebody put on Queer Eye the other day, and he immediately goes, I've already seen this episode. Can we watch a different one?
Oh, my
and
God.
I was like,
dream husband.
Yes.
You guys said Episode 4 of Queer Eye fucked me up.
I don't remember episode 4.
Oh my God.
I watched a lot of them just like in passing. I really sat down for one.
Which one was that one?
I mean, I watched them all like in the background, you know?
Right.
The first one is the one with the cute little grandpa. Yeah. Like, he's not a grandpa, but he's a grandpa.
The older guy,
he's a grandpa with the beard.
Yeah. And he's marrying
Now he's back with his ex-wife.
It's so amazing.
It's so cute.
I've only watched a couple here and there.
Okay, so what's hilarious is we're, like, obviously obsessed with the show, and Lauren, who's not here, is, like, obsessed.
Uh-huh.
And so in the same week, which is so freaking weird.
So weird. It was, like, within 2 days.
I told my friend, Sinead, who I host with at Clever, and she was like hosting something for E! News for the Oscars. And she texts me and I'm like at a restaurant and she's like, are you the one that's like obsessed with Queer Eye? And I'm like, yeah. And then the hostess was like, all right, guys, we're like ready to go seat at our table. And she FaceTimes me and I open it and she's next to Tan.
No way.
I scream and I ran and my friends were like, what are you doing? Like the waitress is like, what the fuck? Like I'm walking you to the table. And I was like, I was dying and I was like FaceTiming with him and he was telling me like how Elton John stopped him on the street. And
what?
Like they are so massive now. Cause I was like, you're so big now. I love your fashion. So I had like word vomit and I'm like, I can't believe Bon Jovi stopped you. He's like, actually Elton John stopped me.
That is insane.
You guys, this reboot of the show is like huge.
But like, you know, the old guys, they like really launched careers from that show too.
I never saw the old
guys. Yeah,
I didn't even know it existed
until like last month.
No way. Oh my gosh. We used to watch it every single week. Like it was our weekly Bravo show.
Whoa.
So it was so
cool. Oh, it's from Bravo.
Yeah, it was on Bravo.
Yeah, Netflix rebooted it. It was called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And it was just Queer Eye. But then Ashley, tell me what happened.
So I was at an Oscar party and Jonathan, I see him like over, I was like, is that the guy from Queer Eye? Because like, you know how when you see somebody in real life, you're like, you know, they look a little different.
Yeah.
And I also was like, should I say anything? Because like, what if it's not him? And then like immediately he like darts to me and goes, oh my God, Ashley, I love you. Like, I'm so happy for you. I just like watched everything unfold on like the Winter Games and like my friend's gonna lose her mind when she finds out. Can we FaceTime
her? That's amazing.
And I'm like, no way. And I was like, I was just gonna come up to you and fangirl. It is so cool.
I love how he always says, can you believe?
Can you believe?
He's like, yes, doing that most. I fucking love him.
When he talks about the products, I die.
He's so funny.
I have to interrupt for just 1 minute to talk about one of our favorite, especially Naz's favorite, RX Bar. RX Bar is a whole food protein bar, which means that the bars are made with 100% whole ingredients, and they are very transparent with their customers up front. So they label the core ingredients like egg whites, dates, nuts right on the front of the package. They come in 11 delicious varieties. I personally love the coffee chocolate one. Oh, it is so good. It's chewy. You know it's healthy, but it doesn't taste like a health bar. And then the Naz, she loves the apple cinnamon. It is freaking, I have to say, that's probably my second favorite. I mean, who doesn't like apple cinnamon flavored things? It just reminds you of fall and being cozy. And even though we are entering the spring, sometimes your taste buds like all that apple cinnamon pumpkin flavored stuff. So for 25% off your first order of RX bars, visit RX, that is rxbar.com/get it. Enter our promo code, which is get it at checkout, and you'll get 25% off. All right, guys, let's go back to the show.
Becca, were you Backstreet Boys or Team NSYNC?
I don't like talking about this.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't want to talk about it either because I get insecure because my mom wouldn't let me listen to pop music when I was a kid.
No,
so I didn't have Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
So
I had Christian music. I had
Christian music's pretty awesome.
Actually, there was some pretty good Christian music.
Yeah.
Reliant K, I grew up on.
I remember Reliant K.
That was my first CD. If I'm like having a really bad day, I'm like, I need some God to pick me up right now.
I love that.
Like, and I will call upon the waves. I'm like, yes, in my car, worshiping.
You're like, Lord, steady my hand.
I live on like Christian channels sometimes. I'm going through the country stations and I'm like,
so
it's good. I like it.
It's just like really, you know, they're always just going for
it. I don't understand how one song hasn't become like mainstream from it. You know what I mean?
Oh, they have. They have. You just don't even know.
Yeah.
Like Switchfoot.
Well, that's
Switchfoot. Switchfoot's all about God. And like,
dare you to me.
Yeah, but it's like really, you think it's about a girl.
Yeah, no.
So that's
Lauren's
caveat with Christian music. She's like, I really like this, but I'm imagining myself with a guy during this song, not God.
Right.
I remember a pastor made that joke. He was like, is it Christian music if you can like apply it to your boyfriend or like your girlfriend? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
God is love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't
like talking about NSYNC versus Backstreet because Naz and I get in heated arguments.
No, I was just going to bring
it. Well, so which one are you guys?
Well, I'm Backstreet Boy, she's NSYNC, but I was just going to bring up who you met. Them.
Yeah, okay, so should we talk
about
this?
I wasn't going to bring up that.
I think we should talk about this, even though a lot of people saw on my Instagram.
Well, obviously, I think it makes sense because we just talked about you meeting Jonathan.
Okay, so we were at my little birthday dinner, and then my sister, who had to leave early to go to a DJing mm-hmm. gig for her boyfriend, ends up being like, okay, Lance is the organizer of this party. That,
Jack
is DJing. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, he went up to Jack and gave him instructions for DJing, like what songs he wanted. And I was like, oh my God, how do we get out of this? How do we get out of my own birthday dinner? We gotta go see Lance Bass.
Yeah.
So we just like skedaddled out of there, brought a couple of friends, and then we get in there. I'm all nervous, like looking for Lance, like waiting, preparing myself to fangirl. And all of a sudden we're in the same room as him. I'm like waiting carefully. Like I'm pretending as if I'm not staring him down. I'm like talking to my friends. And then he comes up to me.
Oh, wow. Another moment.
And he says, he goes, oh, hello. Oh, hey there. And I'm like, oh my God. And
I go, you're laughing. I love it.
I go, hi. Did my sister tell you that I was coming? Because I was like, how does he know me? Like, because my sister's standing next to me and my sister said something like, she's a huge fan.
Right.
No, he goes, I love you. Like, I've been watching you and I'm so glad that you finally like found your person and that like it finally happened for you. And I was like, well, first off,
we're not together anymore.
But, and I was like, we went over like so many things. I oddly had so many things to talk to him about. I showed him pictures of my old room and when I met Joey last year. And then I like live across from Emmanuel Shrieky, who he did On the Line with. I just went on and on and on. And he was so nice, like everything you want your teen idol to be. Anyway, so I just thought
that's
it was the coolest
thing.
And now he follows me on Instagram.
Oh my God, that's great.
He follows me on Instagram.
That's
like
amazing.
Ashley's like claim to fame.
That's so cool.
The next time somebody goes, what's your biggest accomplishment in life? I'm going to be like, Lance Bass follows me.
Okay, so
I was just going to ask, have you had any moments like that since after being on
yes.
the show?
Also, yes. I just want to say, I was talking to somebody the other day about Lance Bass, and they're like, I'm surprised there's not an EDM DJ called Lance Bass, which I think
oh
is
my
so
God,
funny.
That's awesome.
I thought that was so good.
Someone's going to come out with that like tomorrow.
Lance
on
Bass. I thought that was
that's
so
amazing.
But yeah, actually, when me and Kendall were in New York, we got stopped on the street by this like middle-aged, like the 60-something-year-old black man, and he's just like, Kendall, Becca, which is just such a funny thing. Like you always
amazing.
Expect it to be like the sorority 19-year-old like white girls.
Wait, who's this?
Just like some guy on the street New York.
Yeah.
It's like hilarious the people that do recognize you from the show when you least expect it. Like some Hispanic construction worker like stopped me the other day and was like, oh, you're from the show, which is
but
great.
That's what's so good but, is the show, it's about love, so it transcends all races and ages.
Right, like, exactly.
The average age of someone that watches The Bachelor is 51, actually.
Yeah, and I know my friend's little sister is like 8 and loves watching
exactly,
and her mom lets
exactly.
her. But anyway, so this guy stops us, uh-huh. and then we figure out, after he asked to take a picture with us, that he wrote the screenplay for Precious. He's, you know, serious, like, he
wait,
wrote the screenplay for Precious. It's Jeff. His name's Jeffrey something.
Is it Jeff Daniels?
I can't remember. But
I don't want to sound like an idiot.
So
but anyway,
cool.
Oh, let me
isn't that like Oprah's friend?
Probably. Wait, I'm gonna look him up now. But he's like, can I please get your email?
No, Jeff Daniels is another actor.
No, his name's Jeff.
Jeff Daniels is a white
with
actor,
a G though. Jeffrey. Let's see, Precious.
This is so funny. Did you? What was your reaction?
Well, it was funny because he was just like, oh, I'm blah, blah, blah. And then me and Kendall looked up his name later and we're like, oh my God. Oh, Jeffrey Fletcher is his name.
Okay.
Anyway, but, you know, award-winning screenplay writer. And he's like, can I get your email to send you these photos? I'm like, yes.
No,
that's
way.
Cool.
That's awesome.
So there's always fun
so
things
cool.
like that.
Yeah. I love
oh,
it.
Or Steven Spielberg's daughter DM'd me.
No.
Like, yeah.
No.
Wow. That's cool.
What'd she say? She had written a little song of like her little post bachelor recap. She was like writing a song and she like mentioned me in it. And I was like, I love this. And she was like, ha ha ha.
That's cool. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. So have there been any celebrity tweeters who have tweeted at you? Jimmy Kimmel talked to us about that.
Yes, Becca.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel was cool.
She was there with Milo. She was there with Milo. And
Becca,
she didn't know who he was, so she didn't
care.
Are you
serious?
Yes, remember I asked you that at Women Tell All. I was like, how was Milo yesterday? And she's like, I don't know who that is. I was like, you were at Jimmy Kimmel.
Wait,
him.
I need to
Becca's
see
like, Ashley, get out
is.
Of here with your
know
elderly
who
celebrity.
I
crushed.
She's
like,
now
Milo, what?
She's
last
fucking 23
to
and
Amelia.
Living her fucking best life.
Well, I mean, I... Okay. Oh.
How old is he?
40.
Well, that's not that much older than Ari, so whatever.
I know, I was literally making
He's kind of attractive.
Do you think he's hot?
No, wait, it's like all about his person. Like, he's hot, but like, yeah, it's all about his personality totally that makes him like the person that we worship.
I totally get that. I don't think I've ever dated anybody like conventionally attractive necessarily. Okay. I just love their personalities.
Yeah. I really want to take a second and tell you guys about my new obsession, Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is an easy to use streaming service that gives you instant access to hundreds of super effective workouts that you can do right from the comfort of your own living room. Get up and get motivated by celebrity super trainers you know, like Sean T, Shailene Johnson, and Tony Horton. This program literally offers tons of effective workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio and yoga, even dance workouts.
And with workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't require extra equipment, you can literally work out anywhere, anytime with your computer, smartphone, or smart TV. Join the over 1 million people currently utilizing Beachbody On Demand, and now our listeners can try it absolutely free. I just recently tried P90X, you guys, and I really love it. It's just, it's so good. Like, after I feel so sore, and I'm like, I really worked out today, and I can really see my body transforming. So I really want you guys to try this new service because it just really works, and it's so convenient, especially if you have a busy lifestyle. Right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, to 303030. You'll get full access to this entire platform for free, all the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free, you guys. Again, all you have to do is text GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, to 303030. All right, let's get back to the podcast. So, Bex, can you tell us a little bit about your dating life now, or you kind of want to like keep it privates?
Well, you know, who knows? You might be seeing me splashing around on a beach a couple months from now.
It's just
looking for
it's
love.
Not fun to keep it private.
I know. I don't like keeping anything private.
I can. I just like, can't either. You know what people do? They like private shame, like public shame you. Like, if they're like, oh, I'm a real private person. You know, like they think they're better than you because they're private.
They're
people.
Like, you really want to be putting this on the internet? I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I really
want everyone to know.
You really want to relate to all of America?
Yes, yeah. I do.
I would love to do that.
Well, and also it's just like I've realized there is literally not one thing about myself I haven't told at least one person. I was trying to think about it the other day.
I don't have any secrets.
Same, but isn't it crazy to think? Because we're the three type of people that like can't even.
Yeah.
Like it's like I've literally tried, you guys. Like there's been days where I'm like, Ness, don't tell anyone about this. Like, it's fine. Let's keep it on your own.
I know.
Let's find out what the guy texts back. Like, let's do this on your own. Within 10 minutes, I'm like, Ashley. And I'm like, wow, I can't even fucking keep a secret to myself.
Me
so I don't know
that's
how.
So fun. Me neither.
How
me
are there
neither.
People in the I world totally that have relate. Like deepest, darkest secrets?
I don't know. I can't.
Or that keep their love life private.
Oh. How?
But you know what? I respect that. This I respect also, celebrities that do it because I think it's the only way that you'll last.
Do I respect?
Really do.
Absolutely. Do I know how?
No.
Because the second that somebody tweets something that I think I like and they're like on like, you know, they know what they're talking about. Yeah. I'm like, this person gets me. I'm like, even though if like, I don't, it shouldn't be like public, I still have to be like,
right.
Like I have to be like, you're right.
Yeah. Yes. You have to publicly acknowledge them. I so get that.
I know. Also, how the fuck is Taylor Swift like keeping Joe Allen under wraps?
No,
I mean, that's
but
the
that's because Taylor has been so public in the past.
And it hasn't worked out.
This is her PR person being like, they're like literally not giving her passwords to her social media. Probably.
I know. She's like, must be cryptic.
Apparently she like leaves the house, like gets in a car that like drives on the tarmac, gets in a private plane that drops her off in London right next to his house.
I know.
So it's like no one ever sees her.
My good friend used to be her backup singer for a few years.
No way. Mm-hmm. We love Taylor.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
Okay. So can you tell us about a guy? Or?
Oh yeah. So yeah.
I mean, are you like trying to date seriously now?
Yeah. Like,
no?
Is it a good timing?
Ugh, God, see, this is, you know, this
you
is the thing.
You might find your husband on a beach in Mexico.
Yike. The thing is I always say like, I'm going to be single right now. Like it'd be good for me to be single. And then within
Nats
2 weeks,
and
I'm like, I'm
this.
In love. Like I found my husband. I'm going to get married to him. That's like me all the time. I just love love. I can't help it. I always have a boyfriend.
Here's
but it sounds like you fall fast.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nez.
No, it's okay. No.
Here's the thing. I just like tend to find someone's good qualities and like kind of fixate on them and elevate them. And
oh,
I'm like,
that's
this person's
nice.
Perfect for me. But
I think that's what we all do is we fall in love with the idea.
I'm a romantic. I'm such a romantic. I am. Mm-hmm. I love love. But yeah, this guy really is pretty great. That's what I say every time. Like, I mean, I always do date great guys, but so this guy. Actually, he was dating one of my other friends last year, and I was like, girl, he is hot. How do you find guys like this? He's in my climbing friend circle.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what does that mean?
Like, I rock climb. Yeah, and I have a whole...
Her intro package?
I have a whole climbing group of friends.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Where do you climb in LA?
In Culver City at a gym, and then...
Isn't there one downtown, Bex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same. Well, there's a bunch of them, but there's a chain. There's a Touchstone chain.
I want to go to that one.
Plug Touchstone. There's LA Boulders, Hollywood Boulders, Cliffs of Id, Culver City. Anyway, and then we climb outdoors on the weekends and stuff together.
God, you're cool. I like can't even sit next to you. It's like annoying.
I was just in Red Rocks.
First of all, wait, Ashley and I should pause. Like when you came on the show, we were like, this fucking Audrey Hepburn look-alike, stunning, young, amazing, wonderful woman.
We were like,
I trade faces with her. I trade faces.
Yeah, we were like girl crushing.
That's like the ultimate, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know. That actually is pretty good. Wow,
girl can be like so pretty, and you'd be like, she's so pretty. It's like, but would you trade faces? And you're like, probably not.
Wow, I love that.
Because you like your own face, but like, we want your face.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone on my season I would trade faces with. Probably not.
Would you trade faces with anyone in life?
Good question.
This is a really bad question. We should really, like,
no, I've always wanted to be
no, this is bad.
I've always wanted to be conventionally hot because I've always been like cute and pretty, but not like hot.
Wait, you brought up a great point. Do you guys hate it or love it when guys call you cute? I hate it.
Well, it depends the context.
Because I want to be called hot, but then I'm like, do guys even call girls hot? I feel like they do behind your back, but not like to your face.
You're so hot. It's like true. In the heat of the moment.
Like, like who says, oh, you're so hot.
But when guys say, oh, you're so cute, I feel like they're talking down to me. Is that weird?
Well, because they're like, oh, you're so cute, and pat you on the head.
That's
like a little bunny or something.
You're so cute. If you say something, they're not going to just call your face cute.
I feel like I get called cute a lot, and like I don't think I'm into it.
Well,
like, I'm like, is this
I have
like,
so much to say on this topic.
Yeah, there's a lot.
All right.
No, I was just going to say, well, it's two different things. If someone says like, oh, you're so cute, that's demeaning. If someone says like, oh, you look cute.
Yeah.
Like if a guy says that, like, you look cute.
Yeah.
That's mad when the guy does that.
But he says that?
Yeah. He says like, oh, you look cute.
I don't get mad. You know me, I exaggerate. I don't get mad.
I slap him across the face and storm
out. I'm
like,
get the fuck out of my house. No, I'm literally like, oh, I'm not hot. Like,
right.
Why do I do that? So you guys don't feel like that?
If he says like, you look cute. No, I'd be like, thanks.
That means hot. Yeah, he's just trying not to be crass.
Okay. That's what I'm getting at is like, maybe he thinks I'm hot, but really they only say you're hot behind closed doors or unless they're
right. Because I can't think of a guy, even though I look be like, hot, being hot. Like, you look
like he's probably wearing Ed Hardy somewhere, like at the mall eating a Wetzel pretzel.
I think guys do tend to say like, you're so sexy instead of you're so hot. I call guys hot all the time. I'm always like, you're so hot.
Ashley,
you're
should so we tell hot. Everyone you're what so happened Friday night?
What happened Friday
what night? I did with no makeup on.
What did we do?
This is a good lead up.
Oh my God. Yes, we do need to talk about this. But before we move on, I need to talk about like the beautiful versus hot.
Oh,
because gorgeous and elegant are like,
no,
dream,
because like. I don't want to be like, I don't want to be like, oh, so full of myself. But like growing up, you're told, I've been told.
You're Ashley, like, you're being so full.
I don't know how to get around it without saying
I'm
it.
Kidding.
I don't know how to get around it saying, but like people are like, you're so gorgeous and you're so beautiful. And then like, I hear that all the time, but I just want a guy to be like, you're hot.
Because I get that.
I never get that. Like, I don't feel like a guy wants me. It's like, oh, she's a pretty thing to look at, but like, I don't
totally
want her.
I understand that. I don't think it's conceited. Yeah. I grew up like always being told like cute, pretty, beautiful.
Yeah.
You guys are so weird. Beautiful is like the dream. Beautiful means like wife.
No, I disagree.
It's great. That's great. But, like, I just want to be, like, I need the word to be desirable.
Well, but that's what I was getting at originally, that, like, I want to be hot over being cute. But I would take beautiful.
Well, no, there are men who are like, oh, you're so beautiful. And but it's like, don't fucking touch me.
Wait, you know what I'm talking about? I agree. It can be slimy, a little bit oddly. It can be slimy. It can be
beautiful,
weird.
Beautiful particularly can be very slimy.
Yes, I know.
Slimy.
Well, guys, it depends who the guy is.
I mean, this is pretty problems, you know?
Oh,
you
guys, no.
This conversation makes me want to
pretty
throw
probs.
Up.
So hard being a conventionally attractive
female.
So
you
female.
Agree. Oh you agree. You think you're really pretty, Becca.
Yeah. She just put that as her caption.
I mean, we were
ago.
On The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I wasn't, so clearly I'm
not. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you're a producer.
Okay, we're
going to
move on before we get in too much trouble.
Okay, can I tell everyone what happened?
About what you did the other night. Yeah.
Okay. So, Becca, you don't know this, but in a previous podcast, we had a housewife of New Jersey come on. Her name's Siggy Flicker, and she is a relationship expert.
Is that a real name?
Yeah. Yes. Her name is Siggy Flicker.
Like flicking a cigarette.
Like Siggy Flicker.
Yeah. Like flicking a cigarette.
That's Becca's new, like, drunk alter ego.
Dude, Siggy Flicker. That's tight.
High five.
Oh,
you're
I
so
love
beautiful.
That. She's no longer on the Jersey Housewives. She like, left because it was too much drama for her.
Well, yeah,
no
people way. Get murdered from, like, the Jersey
Wait,
Housewives.
That makes
like,
me so sad.
Someone's
Ashley,
son-in-law got,
that.
Like, chopped up in a car. I mean, shit goes down.
Wait, what? Who got
tried? Are you trying to talk about Mob Wives?
Yeah, wrong show, Becca.
No, I swear, some old cast member of Jersey, of Real Housewives of New Jersey, her like son-in-law or stepson got found like chopped up in the back of someone's
car.
Oh my
God. Giudice? Damn, that's scary know. Shit.
I mean, freaking well, Teresa went to jail.
Good thing Siggy got out then. Yeah. Hallelujah.
So she was on.
So she was on. She listened to all of our, you know, love lives at the time and was giving us advice. And she's like, you guys really need to like start putting yourselves out there and like even walk up to guys and just compliment them. Just be like, you look so handsome.
Love that. Okay.
Yeah. And she's like, and if you happen to say like, you're so handsome and the guy has a ring on his finger and he's like, I'm married, then, you know, just recover and say like, well, you're married. Like the woman you're married to is a very lucky lady.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
She's like, you need to go up to people. So Ashley and I caught up Friday night. We went to this bar in LA, which we like never ever do. We never leave the couch or go out ever because we hate
it. Which bar did you guys go to?
We just went to Belmont.
The Belmont.
It's not like we like went hard.
Yeah. We literally had mac and cheese and like I didn't even get a drink, I don't think. So then Ashley and I are talking and this man walks in. I have no makeup on, by the way, because I just came from an eyelash appointment and like was in pajamas. So like gross.
Okay, but also, Becca, we'll talk about skin later.
Yeah, I was
look at that motherfucker.
I know she's wearing makeup,
she,
but
like,
that is smooth.
Anyway, she is like, she thinks that she doesn't look good with makeup. I'm like, do you know what I would kill to look like that without makeup?
You have, I went through that.
We'll get through
show
this
so
in
much.
A second.
Ooh, that makes me very angry. We can talk about this later.
I'm heated already. Okay.
I just didn't feel like my best self. Let's just put
sure,
it there.
Okay. Sure.
So this guy
I get that. Fair.
This guy walks in, Becca, and his. I mean, Ashley, you can chime in. He was like a JFK Jr. What? Mixed with Adrian Grenier, mixed with Harry Styles. He had like, he was tall.
Mixed with a little bit of Peter. Like it was, name
Peter
anyone who's
the
like
Bachelor.
The hottest ever. Name anyone who's
with
the hottest
dark,
ever. Mix
dark
them
hottie.
Together.
Like
yes.
dark
but
features,
green
but green eyes and like a lot
oh,
of
I'm
hair.
Drooling.
Like
I'm
had,
drooling
he had this big
lush hair on top.
Like
and
so much hair he'll
back.
Never go bald.
And was he like late 30s? Like
he was early 30s probably. Maybe even late 20s. Yeah.
Because I'm kind of into the mid 30s vibe.
Oh, I like cool. see
kind of I like
that.
A little
yeah,
I like a little gray
I'm
hair.
I'm a 35-36er
cuz he's like
I'm
ready
like
to have
be
babies
my age.
And like be a dad and that's hot.
Yeah, and like you have a corner office. Like let's talk.
Sure.
Anyway, so this magical man walks in and me and Ashley are like, we haven't freaked out over a guy in a very long time, Ashley, that's not a celebrity. I don't think ever.
Well, I barely
so
ever.
So like instantly
like
you guys
turned.
Were
this
freaking
is the
out
kind
of
guy you see once a year. It's like, I
yeah,
feel like
once a year.
It's like planet Earth and it's like this creature came out of the
you
cave.
See all the women. It's like what women want and they all like turn and they're like, wow.
So was
like,
it, were there other women in the bar looking at, noticing him?
Well, no, we weren't really looking. I wasn't trying to be as off. I was trying to not be as obvious.
Ashley, you were
possible.
So obvious.
I know. There's
hilarious.
Sometimes you're just like, that's such a specimen. You just have to look.
You know, like the term side eye, like yes. Ashley Iaconetti is next to that word in the dictionary. Like she was like side. I don't know how your eyeballs didn't pop out. Like my eyes hurt when I look to the side of my face. Literally, it's like hurting right now.
Really?
Anyway, so magical man walks in and Ashley keeps looking at him and I'm like, Ashley. And then we're like going to leave.
Just picture like your pupils about to pop out right? inside
like,
your dad.
Don't do it. It fucking hurts. Like I don't
it
know
does.
How you do it, Ashley.
Sometimes you get sensitive.
Look, she's like
magical
powers.
Ow, yeah.
She's like a villain in like the Power Rangers. You know, like light lasers come
down.
Out of it.
It's particularly
anyway.
Creepy.
So we're fucking eyeing the shit out of this guy, and he's talking to another guy. He wasn't there with another woman, and so I start talking to Ashley, and I'm like, you know what? Like, I haven't been dating. I've been hanging out with my big for a while, which is probably isn't great. Like, I need to get back out there.
Your big.
Maybe, yeah, from like, do you watch Sex and the City? Just this guy that's been in my life for a while.
Irrelevant. All right, got it.
So then I'm like, maybe I should like go up to him and like practice like doing what Siggy said, you know, and just like say, I think you're really handsome.
Right.
Like maybe this is the first guy that we like practice with. And then
way to want to practice with.
So then I start chickening out and then Ashley's like, are you going to do it? And Ashley comes up with the best line ever. Ashley, you came up with
well,
it.
Well, it was not a line. I just said it naturally. I go, that is the most intimidating guy I've ever seen.
So I walk up to the guy as we're leaving and I go, I'm sorry. Just wanted to tell you, you're one of the most intimidating people me and my friend have ever seen. And he's like, he like shook his head and he's like, wow. He's like, thanks. He's like, are you leaving right now? And I go,
I know. He goes, and you're leaving now?
Becca, and I literally
go. Yeah, it was so hot. What a hot response.
Becca's like from the
arena.
Know what I do? I go, yup, and then I walked out.
Yeah, she like suavely and walked out.
Wait, was I suave?
You were so suave.
Even just saying yup, I don't care how you say it. I mean, you could have just shrugged him and like, yup, and then clicked your heels together. It still would have been dope.
And then like in my head, I'm like in a Nicholas Sparks movie and he's running after me, but like obviously that never happened.
No, but he probably was just like, fuck yeah.
Guys, I'm really proud of myself.
No, he was. He felt so good about himself.
And then, also he thought you were dope because you were just like, I'm not going to.
I know, but then here's the bigger question.
But then it's like if he liked me, he would have ran after me. You know?
No, he would have ran after you after one line.
Wait, so what day and time was this?
This is a Friday.
You know, I don't know if he's going to be a frequent. But
the rare creature will never return to the
bone. You never know.
Well, what if he's just like wondering if he's going to run into you at the bone?
No, well, I should go on Misconnections.
You should go on Misconnections.
I'm telling you, Bex, I didn't look my greatest this day.
She looked absolutely beautiful.
That's okay.
Beautiful.
A woman with...
Oh, I thought
no,
you
were
with
no.
the word beautiful.
No, you look beautiful.
Oh, well, I don't like
you're
that word.
So
you look hot as fuck.
Naz, okay, you're thanks. So beautiful.
Thanks, guys. All right, anyways, that was
No, but with really confidence, racist. Like, I mean, I think that is so... Here's the thing. A guy like that, who's a hot guy, who probably knows he's hot, probably has hot women coming up to him all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But... a woman with confidence mm-hmm. is something different because there's a million and one beautiful women in LA. But
a woman who's going to walk away.
Exactly. 100%. So that's dope.
Yeah.
You don't need makeup for that.
See, now, let me tell you this.
You're right,
this
Becca.
Is the question. Now, did she blow an opportunity with a guy that was super hot that she should have just actually pursued just to be cool? Or did that just being cool moment give her enough confidence so that the next time maybe she'll stick around? I don't know. Like, it's just like a big question.
I think it's
like,
the latter. First of all, this guy had fuckboy written all over him.
I mean, like, okay. He had to be, and
like,
that makes me feel better.
Fawn over him. Like, I mean, it's just, what is that face? I can't even describe it.
But then again, there's guys like Peter, for instance. Like, do you think he's a fuckboy, even though he's hot as fuck?
You know what? I don't. But like, I'm also about to unfollow
is he?
Him because he's know. Like a little too workout-y for me.
Yeah, he's too
it's so boring.
Me,
it's like, just show me your abs. No, I'm just kidding. That was so like.
Oh,
what's
did you guys see? He commented back on my post.
Oh, he did.
He totally did.
He totally wants
my thirst trap.
Ashley,
if you want to tell everybody,
yeah. So I posted my casting pick. On Instagram
because
for my casting pick I was so extra and I put Becca plus Peter and I was like
I put
topless
in my
and overalls.
Okay, yours was classy in like a very 80s.
I saw yours that you shared. It was funny.
Oh yeah, you did see that. Okay, so we both did the same thing. You did yours towards Peter and I did mine, get this, towards Jeff Holm.
I love that.
At the beginning it says, please be like, let this question plate be Jeff Holm.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so then what did Peter say?
So, Peter like commented, because in my caption, I was like, this isn't me hitting on old Pete. He's too busy cuddling with his dog and doing pull-ups.
Yeah,
or something.
Which was just the best wording.
Hey.
When you,
And then he commented and he was like, in her defense, she's a great cuddler. And I was like, oh, that's actually kind of a flirty response.
No DM though?
And then he commented again. He commented something else because I called him old, but I didn't reply. No DM. I mean, who cares? He's washed up at this point.
Well,
but hopefully he washes
so
up on that beach.
So am I.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Anyways, well, since Bex, I know you have like a heart out and you got to go because you're amazing.
Sure.
There's shit going on.
Girl
on
the go.
I would love to get on the topic of skin because I know you were super outspoken about.
Oh my gosh, we still have so much to talk about.
I know. We love you.
Frick.
You have to come back on the
Part
podcast,
two.
First of all. You know, just your journey and like with cystic acne, I know Ashley's been through the same and a lot of people commented in our Facebook group and have wanted this to be a topic. And
I
just feel like you guys are so relatable to so many people. So I think we should talk about it.
Yeah. Tell me about your journey.
Well, first of all, when I went on The Bachelor and after it, you know, my skin is in a good place because it was after my third round of Accutane.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, Accutane is basically like a last resort prescription medication. I didn't start getting acne until I was about 18 or 19.
I had perfect skin literally through junior high, high school, all growing up. And then it just suddenly went haywire. My hormone levels are normal, which people always ask. And yeah, basically I can't figure out why my skin does what it does. But basically, like, I mean, right now it's good. I share pictures of my story and stuff sometimes, and I'll get like, I have breakouts, maybe like 5 or 6 pimples. But honestly, that's so good. I think I showed photos at some point, but like I've had years where my skin is literally like my whole face is literally covered in bumps and acne, which is so
hard. You don't
hard.
Scar, which is really nice.
Well,
yeah, your face looks great.
Well, but I've also, so after Accutane, I've gone on Retin-A every time too, which also really helps with scarring. Yeah, and I wear a lot of sunblock. But I generally deal with scarring for 6 to 9 months after.
And then it
so
goes away.
Yeah, but I'm starting to break out again, which is really scary because I went off of Accutane in like September. And then this is usually when it starts hitting again.
Six or seven months after.
So I'm at the point where like I can't go on Accutane anymore, which is really, really scary.
Why? You can only do it a certain
well,
amount
it's,
of time.
It's super harsh. It three times is a lot.
It, normally wipes it after one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know it's harsh because I had a friend from back home that was on it. You can't drink alcohol. Like it's completely life changing.
It's
right?
super, like, oh, yeah. Your skin like peels off and just like basically like your whole face is just peeling for like 6 months. And you have to be like, you're legally mandated to be on 2 forms of birth control. And like, it's just, it's absolutely insane.
Right.
But, yeah, and the only reason my skin is like still pretty good is because, to be honest, I saved a bunch of my Accutane, and so just like when I'm breaking out, I'll like take one. Which you're, I'm not advising that you do this because you should do it under the
supervision of a doctor.
But I'm like, well, I'm gonna take medication in my own hands. Not smart, but anyway, yeah. So it's super difficult, and I don't think people really understand how truly demoralizing it is unless they've gone through severe acne. I'm not talking about like a few pimples on your chin, like.
Right.
And I think Ashley, you know what that feels like too.
I mean, I had friends who like would suggest all these things, or like maybe you're just doing too much, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, and I'm like, no, like you don't understand. Like I'm going to the dermatologist, I'm getting treated for this, and you're like not getting it. And because you've like never dealt with this kind of emotional pain of acne, you like truly don't get it. So like the best thing you can do if you are a friend of somebody with acne is to say nothing.
Yeah.
Unless they're not going to a dermatologist, in which case you should suggest they go to the dermatologist and nothing more.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. What are some of the feelings you guys would like go through? Like as an adolescent, because I feel like a lot of girls listening are probably like teenagers. And like, what advice would you give them?
So for me, like I never had perfect skin like through my teen years or anything. But yeah, it was like a couple pimples here and there. Like, you know, maybe I had like 3 on my face
normal
at a time.
Stuff, yeah,
like normal growing up things. And then when I was 23, it just exploded into cystic acne, which is just like these marbles like all over like my cheeks and chin. Mine is hormonal, which I actually is actually a blessing because
you can take spironolactone.
I take spironolactone every day, 75 milligrams. I'm on birth control, ortho-tricycline, which is like the only proven birth control for acne.
Yeah, I was on ortho-tricycline too.
That stuff cleared me up. I was also on deoxycycline for 5 years and I just weaned myself off of it a couple months ago. And then I use Retin-A every night or every other night. And then I use clindamycin phosphate every morning. So it's like, I'm highly medicated for it.
Yeah.
And if I wasn't on that stuff, like I would probably still be the same.
Yeah. And it's so crazy. Cause I was on literally almost the same thing. I was on ortho-tricycline low, doxycycline.
Yeah.
I was on aminocycline.
Yeah.
At one point, epiduo, like the whole thing. Yeah. I also don't eat meat or dairy, which people always suggest. Mm-hmm. I pretty much eat all plant-based.
I always try to stay away from dairy, but I do eat plenty of cheese, but like I'll never snack on yogurt because I know it's not good for it.
I will say that like I remember the beginning of or midway through college, it was so bad where I literally would not go out to parties. And
so
like,
that's
and
how I was.
And even with, people don't understand, even with makeup, you've got all this texture and it hurts. That's another thing people don't understand.
Yeah.
It's not just psychological pain.
Yeah.
It's also sometimes physical pain where it hurts
throbbing.
To wash your face at the end of the night. Like your face is raw taking off your makeup.
Yeah.
And I think I didn't really start to accept it until like last spring, actually. I was dating a guy while I had really severe
really severe breakout. And it was actually, he met me when I wasn't wearing makeup and was like interested in me and would always like be attracted to me even when I wasn't wearing makeup. And that actually really helped me to like overcome that and realize that, oh, if I just keep approaching the world with confidence in myself. And like, I started going kind of like as an exercise, I'd start going to parties without any makeup on.
That's great.
Yeah. Which was really hard.
Like, inspirational.
But after you do it, you're like, oh, people see past your skin.
Yeah.
People
see past your face.
Yeah. And they'll usually like respect you more for it. Yeah. So.
And not to be vain on top of that, but to what you were saying with the whole makeup on top of it, I think sometimes it looks worse.
Yes.
To have like a ton of makeup on top of like all the lumps.
Yeah. Not to mention it's not good for your skin.
Yeah. And it's not good. So, back when I had it, I couldn't socialize. Like I would go out of the house if I really, really needed to.
Yeah.
And I'd be so upset when I was. And for me, it was only like at that peak bad phase for 4 months until everything started kicking in, because like, thankfully I was put on, I didn't go on Spirno until like a year in, but that birth control like helped me so much. It was bad. So anyway, we feel you out there. Yeah. We like feel your pain. And
yep, you're not alone.
And just make sure you're going to the derm.
Well, also, did you see those pics of Kendall Jenner like at the awards?
Yeah, the Golden Globes.
She had some, you can tell her skin is bad.
Yeah. Like, but she's very open about it, and it's
she's
great.
Being open about
and
it.
And I think that's what's so cool about that is it's like it makes me feel better. I feel really sorry for her, but I know the frustration of like sometimes like she has all the money in the world, essentially.
And she still can't figure it out.
And she still can't figure it out. Yeah. And so I'm like, girl, I know how that feels. Like, think about it. She could have an esthetician traveling with her 365 days a year.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? And a dietitian, you know, creating every meal for her. But like, I mean, I feel it.
And what's cool is she doesn't like when people like Photoshop it and stuff too.
That's really cool. Good for her.
Yeah. That's really good.
Guys, well, that was amazing. Well, Bex, before you go, I understand that you guys have a mutual friend in common.
I mean, should we really do this?
We're fucking doing it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't actually know if this is a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a good idea either. A guy that goes to Ashley.
Becca's not sure either.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
You're going to call us.
No, but then she literally can't get his haircut by them.
Becca's not going to call him. You're going to call him.
Yeah, but then how? Do you think he's not going to put two and two together?
No, he was like, you were
on The Bachelor. Oh, I know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
No, I think this is what we should do.
Fine. So, I'll call him just because he's not going to answer.
Here's the thing. Ashley got ghosted by a guy that Becca happens to know. We're not going to say his name. So originally Becca was going to call and be like, I'm with Ashley. But obviously that's so mean. No, we would never do that. That's not a good
cringy.
Idea.
Cringy.
So Ashley, I think you should just call him and try and confront your ghoster. So and cringy. Becca will just
he's
be-
like the only guy who's genuinely ghosted me.
Knowing him, this is so cringy.
I know. Is he going to be like really awkward? He's going to be really awkward.
Guys, we're doing it. We do a segment called Ghostbusters.
Okay.
We haven't done one in a very long time because we haven't been able to get
a ghoster. It's so cringy.
But we confront people's ghosters on the
I'm
podcast.
I'm trying to think if I've ever gotten ghosted.
Do you have someone we can call and say, why did you ghost Becca?
Oh my God. This makes me so uncomfortable. No, I don't think anyone's actually ever. I can't think of anybody offhand.
I think we should just call him real
quick. Okay, fine, Naz.
Oh my God.
Where is the adapter?
I have one.
Okay, give it to me, I guess. So let's give some context. This guy used to do, I met him because he gave me an influencer haircut.
When was this?
I first met him.
The fact that you just called it an influencer.
I mean, that's what he does.
I call it an influencer haircut.
You guys, that is not a term. That is not a term.
Yeah, there's a lot of influencer things. By the way, when do I get my influencer facials?
Oh, yes. You can get them anytime. I think so.
Great. Okay, cool.
But listen.
Because I'm at like over 400. Okay.
Okay, great. That's a great number for me to pitch to them.
Oh, nice, Bex. Tell people to follow me.
Okay, well, let's take that part out. Anyway. Take out like the influencer facials because then we really
no. That's great.
Really,
we're not taking it out. Funny. It's staying in.
Okay.
so obnoxious.
It's okay.
Okay.
Everyone,
okay. You guys we're ridiculous. Sorry.
You're ridiculous.
We're ridiculous. Now, I met him September 2016.
Okay.
And I thought he was really hot.
He is hot.
He was super. Yeah. She thinks he's super hot.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah. And then it was like flirtatious for a while. And we like hung out a couple times as like flirty friends. And then he like totally stopped talking to me after he like really played up the fact that like this could actually be something. And then he asked me on a formal date after like 4 months of not talking to me.
So this is like early 2017?
Yes.
Okay.
And we went on such a good date, like a fancy ass, like $350 Italian dinner date. And it was just like romantic and the conversation was so good. And I was like, wait a second, this could like actually be something. And then of course he kept saying stuff like, I want to do this again, like we gotta do this again,
right?
Why haven't I seen you in so long? Like, but only like on Instagram would he pop up and say that. And then June comes around, never saw him after that March date. And then he's like, let's like actually do it. Like, I'm like, yeah, let's actually see
wait
each other.
So you guys just
months.
Been texting back and forth
not
that
very
time?
Not like, very much. Okay. No, I would say like every couple weeks.
Had you tried
up.
To initiate anything or not?
Yeah, it
really.
Was like 50-50.
Okay, yeah.
And then we went out on our second official date in June where we like made out and it was just like really good. And he was like, I'm in the right place in my life right now to really have a relationship.
Whoa.
And like, I think like this could really be something. Like, I haven't felt this way. I haven't kissed a girl
Whoa.
Like this in the longest time.
Whoa, he
yes.
said all this
All
shit?
This stuff.
And we were like, you know, we as in me and Lauren were like, damn, Ashley, like this is probably the closest she had ever gotten at that point to like something legitimate, right?
I mean, for somebody really wanting to lock it down with me, who I really liked.
Like, we were all really excited. We were all on the sidelines. It was like Tyra Banks, like we were counting on you.
Yeah. Right. And then we went away. Both of us went away for
so
two
So June
weeks.
Was when you had the make out nice date.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then we went we both were away for like 2 weeks and we were texting each other and we're like, can't wait to see you on this specific day.
Yeah.
And we like had a date planned out and he was going to come over and we were just going to get like Postmates. We're going to literally do the Postmates and chill thing.
Sure.
Because I was like, taking this a little bit, you know, make this a little sexier.
And that's so cringy.
Time to pop the cherry.
So cringy. So then the day rolls around and he's like, he texts me the night before. Are we still on for tomorrow? And I go, yeah. Come over at this time or come over after work. Yeah.
Like all good signs, right?
All good
like
things.
You're like
he
excited
texted me the day
like,
before.
He's confirming.
Yeah.
You don't even have to.
Okay.
Confirm.
Yeah. All great. So then.
This is actually kind of crazy.
Yeah. Then he's a half an hour late and I text him like ETA.
Yeah.
And he didn't respond. And I go, what? Okay. And then.
And Ashley cleaned her whole apartment.
I cleaned my apartment.
Day.
I got wine
she
and
got
cheese.
Charcuterie.
Yeah. Like it was like really cute. And then a couple. I guess I let it go for another half an hour where he was like an hour late and I called him and no answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's been almost a year now. So it's a little blurry, the details, but he eventually ended up posting on Instagram, Insta story that he was like at some party with these two influencer boys. And I'm like, okay, I call again. No
like he
answer.
He literally just upgraded his plans. Like
I know. I know. It was so crazy.
Ashley's at home by herself with salami and a fucking candle.
Yeah.
And this guy's like out skateboarding with people in Venice.
Yeah.
Right?
It was in Venice. It's like obviously like at the beach area. And I'm like, that is very far from your salon.
So then Ashley calls me and tells me he's ghosting. And then you call Lauren.
So then I call Lauren, who my sister. So this guy is from my home county.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He's from my home county, which is like one of the things we bonded over. And then
Lauren was
home.
Was home in Virginia.
She was going to go. I think he had Lauren's number too because he was pretty friendly with Lauren. But she called from the 703 number from home that he didn't know.
Right.
And he has also that area code.
Yeah.
And
you're going to die back
So
up.
Then he answers Lauren's
phone
call.
Lauren called him.
Hadn't answered my text or my phone call in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then
Lauren
goes, why are you ghosting Ashley? And then he goes, I'm not ghosting Ashley. And she goes, then what are you doing? And he's like, I only know who is this? Who is this? And she's like, why are you ghosting her?
Oh,
and then they hung up.
I'm literally crying laughing right now.
It's not, it wasn't funny at the time, but like, this is so
no,
funny.
No, I mean,
now.
I thought it was funny at the time because one, I liked him, but I probably knew he wasn't my husband.
Right.
So whenever you know that, it's like
you can
easier
take everything
to
grain of salt.
It's easier like, to let everything go. I
also,
was like,
that's
I can't
so
believe.
Cringy.
Yeah.
But also her so sister cringy. Called and goes, why are you ghosting
Ashley? I know. That's so, the part that's so cringy.
She ended up saying this 3 hours later.
Oh my gosh, you still have this?
3 hours later.
This is almost a year ago.
Yeah, you guys, I save all my texts.
I delete that
receipts, bitches.
Yeah, I don't delete them either, actually, just
well,
in case you need a reference in the future. So actually, I totally understand.
Well, I screenshot, so if anyone broke into my iCloud.
Oof.
But yeah, I definitely don't have text messages from like a year ago.
Really?
Slows
I
down
so
your phone.
Do. That's true, but it's
slows
worth it for
that
me.
Shit down.
I like it. Also, I like how you can go into the info details and see all the photos you've ever
yes.
sent between two people.
Yeah, so if I sent you a picture, it's like yeah. there, yeah.
From like
I
a
agree.
Year ago.
I agree. All right, Ash.
I just got a text message from somebody in the building next to me going, this is a neighbor in the building across from you. I hear your dog howling all day and night. This has been going on for months and months. Do something about this or else I'll be forced to call animal control.
Whoa. Animal control.
And I go, what? He doesn't bark.
But Gergie barks.
Not when we're, yeah, when we're home and stuff. And he'll
no,
bark
he
when
he barks when you're not there.
He
clearly.
Does when people walk by, but only for like 2 minutes.
Maybe and a lot of people walk by or noises?
No, it's like 3 times a day does he catch somebody walking by.
I don't know. That would annoy me if I lived, if that person that lived right there, their dog barked every 2 minutes, they weren't there and I was like trying to nap. I hate that. I do.
Naz, you know that Gurky, he barks at periods, but he doesn't do it. They just
well, how
it
do you
like
know
doing,
you're not home? What if he barks all the time?
I know, because when I get home, he's not barking. Like, when I'm downstairs,
right.
he's not barking.
Right. Well, that's kind of fucking extreme for them to say, we're going to call animal control.
Yeah. No, people give empty threats like that all the time.
People are
yeah.
so rude.
People are so dumb.
Okay.
But yeah. also, what are they going to do? They don't even live in your building.
No, that's the thing. People, they're, he's just, people are so nuts. Yeah.
One time, people are so annoying.
One time I hit somebody in the McDonald's parking lot and like left a note because I was late for class mm-hmm. and like with my info and he calls and he's like, that's a hit and run. I'm going to call the police.
What
they're going to come to your school
what
and arrest
happened,
you.
Though? You left a note. Kay. Wait, guys, everyone's going to kill us that we didn't finish this
no,
story.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Okay.
But it's like, it's not a hit and run.
I found it.
It's not a hit and run. I left
idiot.
A note.
I know they're not going to come arrest me, bitch.
And I left you 2 chicken nuggets, bro.
Okay.
Okay, so Ash,
should we
finish.
Just resume now?
Yes.
We are okay. resuming.
All right. God. So this is what he says.
This
three
is a long
podcast.
Tangent
no,
City.
This is a long podcast.
People are like, tell us, call the guy.
All right, this is 3 hours later. Dude, I'm literally the worst. I told my assistant three times to text you, and she said she did.
Tell you. No, oh, I'm sorry. This is.
No, I know.
The douchiest
absurd.
Text I've Ooh, ever heard.
This is so LA. This is so LA.
I know. It's the most LA. It needs to be like on some LA.
Overheard
LA thing.
My
yeah.
assistant forgot.
Okay, my assistant forgot to, and then I come.
My assistant forgot to ghost you. Like, it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
And then she, okay, come to realize she doesn't even have your number. I got surprised with a birthday party today by all my friends, and I've been in Manhattan Beach. When your sister called, there's no periods or anything in here. When your sister called, it was the first time I got to see my phone. I thought that you were aware all day. I'm such a shit. I had no idea. I also had no idea about today's party. And just now I'm heading home. It's such a long, complicated story, but I literally thought you knew.
The fact that somebody has to defend themselves to this length means they're lying up their ass.
I know.
I agree.
Right?
All you have to say is like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I totally forgot.
No, all you have to do is
not
like
even.
Call.
All
not
you
send like a novel of an excuse.
Oh,
like,
so
call,
true.
And be like, hey, well, I'm an asshole. I'm sorry. Like,
I'm so sorry
call
I canceled.
Someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's totally or that. Even just like, can we please reschedule? I'm so sorry.
Okay, there is that, but like he's saying that when Lauren called was the first time he saw his phone, but then he didn't see the text and the missed calls from me and immediately call me then. Anyway, it goes on.
Yeah.
Okay, so I even wanted to say,
him.
No. So I go,
oh my
I go,
God, I'm gonna
you
die.
Picked up her call and blatantly ignored mine. And then he goes, that's what I'm saying.
That's
my
what I'm
phone
saying. I'm
was
an
gone
asshole.
All
my
day.
My assistant forgot to go see your sister.
That wasn't me on the phone. That was my assistant
no,
talking
to
your sister.
That was a Casper.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I had my phone for the first time. They had my phone all day. Dude, I'm wasted. Let me call you tomorrow and explain. ask.
Okay, I do believe that. I was thinking this whole time, like, dude is probably fucked up all day.
I'm
just
kind
of was like, I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Yeah, no. And then,
but also, were you guys? Did you guys have a date on his birthday?
No,
his birthday was 2 weeks prior.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway,
so
I
then,
just spit in the mic.
So then he goes, ask my assistant. I kept saying all day,
ask
make,
my
sure
assistant.
Make sure, make sure. Well, he's using her name. I'm trying to.
Yeah, yeah. I kept
saying, make sure Ashley knows.
I'd like it way better if he was like, talk to my PA.
Yes.
Here's her contact.
The concierge will ghost you tomorrow.
So then 2 days later, he never called. And I could have been like the bigger fuck you person and just never said anything. But I also wanted to be like, fuck you.
Yeah. So now you're going to call him a year later.
So then three days later, I go, thanks for the call.
I mean, that's like fair, to be honest.
And he never responded. I never heard from him again, except for when he goes, hey, y'all, it's so-and-so, your favorite hairstylist, wanted to remind you that I've temporarily moved to another salon. In a group message.
You're on an automatic mailing list.
Well, his assistant remembered your number that time.
That's right.
Yeah, she made sure to loop you in.
Apparently you're in the mailing list for 10% off for an influencer fucking haircut. All right, let's call
him. I mean, he's a great hairdresser.
Becca's got to go. I got to go.
We all see Becca's hair, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, so. Becca's hair, I can't.
I got to go back to my old girl, though. I mean, got to remember your roots.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Pun intended.
That was really good.
Very cute. Okay.
Go back to my roots.
Oh, my God.
I really hope
he doesn't respond to you, to be honest.
I
know,
I really hope he picks up.
I'm just doing this for Naz. What do I dial first?
*67
Wait, what are you going to say?
We'll figure it out, I guess. Hi, I want to know why you ghosted me is a good start.
Oh, my God.
Bex, this is what we do.
Oh, my God. This makes me so uncomfortable.
No, but
I know. I see your swipe
Bex,
up stuff.
People
like,
need to be called out.
Well,
this is an epidemic.
Yeah, but that's
going
when you screenshot and put it on Twitter. You don't call them on
no,
your
No, I think
podcast.
That's worse. Like,
but that's
rin.
What I did. That's why I said that.
I love you.
I would be Ari. Like, are you willing to be on a podcast about ghosting?
Ha. Are you going to say who you are?
Oh, yeah. I think you do have to tell him.
I can't believe you have the balls to do this. Oh.
Yeah, and if he says no and hangs up, then it's fine. But I think you do have to say that by law.
You do.
Just so everyone knows, we're not doing this just to screw someone over.
Hey, you're on a radio show. Is it okay if you're recorded?
Yeah.
This is Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, I know. We should Ryan
Quality assurance.
You guys, I'm going to call and I'm going. I'm very scared.
You should call it Ryan Seacrest.
Hit the green button.
Fine.
I'm starving.
Oh my God, I hate this. I'm going to throw up.
You have to be quiet.
Oh my God.
Hopefully he doesn't answer block numbers.
Okay, that's enough.
No, let it ring.
Okay.
Let it ring.
Three rings. I'm done.
No.
Ashley, let it ring.
I hate this.
Four rings. I'm done.
No, just one
more. Thankfully, he's probably cutting hair right now.
Just let it go to voicemail.
He's probably too busy doing like Emrata's hair right now
absolutely.
Or something.
Emrata.
Why does it keep ringing and not going to voicemail? That's
well, terrible. He doesn't have
wait,
a voicemail.
Wait, just wait.
It's going to say his name and you're going to have to cut it out. Do. The person you're trying.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. All right, Ashley, you did it. High five.
I did it. You guys,
I
dialed the number.
Again.
Becca, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, you guys.
You're
this
welcome.
Is so fun. You definitely great. Have to come back.
I will.
Hey, guys.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Shout out to our elder, Millie, on the Facebook page.
Oh.
Our elder?
Yeah.
I was like, who are you talking about?
Millie is inducted as an elder, along with Courtney.
What's an elder?
Well, on the Crystalia podcast, you know, he crowns an elder. We can come up with our own, like our die-harder.
We already came up with one last
podcast. The die-hards.
No, we came up with the new one, remember?
What
the Clueless?
Was I there, though?
Were you there?
No, not during the first
5 minutes.
Okay,
so now our fandom is called The Clueless.
Really?
Yeah, because it's called I Don't Get It podcast.
Cute.
So they're called The Clueless.
Oh, The Clueless.
So shout out to
How
Millie.
How about The Cluelessers?
Oh, Clueless.
Okay.
As ifers.
You like which one? What do you like better?
What's the other one?
This podcast
Cluelessers
is way too long.
Or The Clueless.
I think The Clueless is cleaner.
I like The Clueless.
Okay,
it's kind
fine.
Of like it's
okay,
got
fine.
Like.
But
mystique.
Tell us what you guys think in the Facebook group if you like it or hate it.
If you've
if
listened
not,
to this point,
if you, yeah, if you're still here, we love you guys.
I think they're in.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love
subscribe.
You guys. Bye.
I Don't Get It podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network.
Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Babes and Babies, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.